Cigarettesandcigars.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello, sir.
Good to talk with you. What's going on? How can I help?
Well, I'm a little confused. I have had a tremor in my hand since like March, and I go to a free clinic at home there in Pennsylvania, like you were talking about the Christian clinics, but this is a free clinic. They, you know, get you appointments or whatever if you need them. Well, they couldn't get me a neurologist appointment till here till last week. And I had two doctors I was talking to, and one wasn't sure. He thought it looked like a benign tremor, and the other one was supposed to be a lady doctor. She said that it was definitely Parkinson's. And in the interim here, I was told before that appointment, though, by two other doctors. Now, I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday and everything, so I'm not a partying person, but I had two doctors ask me. They said, "Do you drink?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, maybe you should." They said that if you drink alcohol to a point that it'll, if the tremor goes away, that it's not Parkinson's. And if you still have the tremor, then that's what it is, because alcohol doesn't affect that part of the brain, which... subsequently, the other two doctors I just saw last week poo-pooed all that and said that alcohol is a depressant, which I know that. And they said it would, you know, diminish the tremors anyway. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I have a couple of thoughts on that. You know, that from the alcohol position, I don't know that I agree with that one. But, I mean, the reality is with Parkinson's and even having tremors, it has to do with mostly dopamine, which is a brain chemical. And a lot of times it's excessive dopamine in the brain that can cause that. So I don't know if they've done that, but I would get either a urine test, which they can do to check your dopamine levels, or they can do a blood test as well. They're a little bit expensive, but I think usually, I mean, if you've already got a diagnosis or they're considering it, then I think insurance would probably cover that. But that's what I would do, is I would look at your dopamine levels first and see what's going on, because you can do things nutritionally to support healthy dopamine levels and get them, you know, kind of where they need to be. Now, that's not a cure-all, I mean, because really, you know, again, Parkinson's falls in that kind of enigma of Alzheimer's and dementia, just these categories where they think they know what's going on, but then sometimes things can just spontaneously just turn around, or things get worse and everybody just kind of scratches their head. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of theories out there about these types of conditions. And Parkinson's, you know, being a neurological type condition combined with neurotransmitters, that's the brain chemistry. You know, that's one thing. I would look into natural ways to support dopamine if you want to look things up and research. That's what you want to look at, natural ways to support dopamine levels, whether it's high or it's low. And all those can be quite helpful, because at the end of the day, that's usually what it's dealing with. It's brain chemistry levels that are not where they need to be. But when I go out and drink, you know, 5 shots of vodka a day or a couple glasses of wine a day, I personally wouldn't do that. Unless there was some real strong data behind it, that it really would yield some kind of testing result. And, you know, I mean, again, like you said, the docs kind of poo-pooed on that. So, you know, you probably want to let that be. You know, there's wisdom in the counsel of many, the good book says. So that's my take on that. And there's ways you can split dopamine. But first you got to find out, and that's a big key, because you got to find out if dopamine levels are high or if they're too low. And once you get those kind of pieces put together, then you can kind of go from there. So those are my 2 cents, 3 cents or nickel, if you will, on the subject. But make sure no matter what you do, if they're leaning toward that, you do things to support the nervous system all the way around, like, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, fatty fish like salmon, and you're eating those kind of foods, just supporting the body as naturally as you can while you're going through the process, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can also check us out on the web, healthcoachradio.com. And if you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, more along the lines of nutrition, wellness, lifestyle, we've got our wellness providers, a great team of docs and practitioners, trainers, that and nutritionists are growing around the country and coming together to be able to serve you in the best way possible. If you have a sleep apnea, if you have issues with sleep at all, it's where you stop breathing during the night multiple times. You can get a sleep study done to verify that. They're saying a lot of sudden cardiac death risk are increasing with sleep apnea. So sleep apnea causes a bevy of health problems, but a new study shows that it could potentially end one's life. Researchers found that the risk of sudden cardiac death is much higher in people who had sleep apnea for at least 5 years. Sudden cardiac arrest is typically fatal because it requires immediate CPR or defibrillator treatment. Now, sleep apnea is characterized by a drop in blood oxygen levels, which creates a strain on the heart, said Marianne McLaughlin. She's a physician and associate professor of cardiology and medical director at the cardiac health program at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York City. Now, to compensate for the low oxygen, the body may increase blood pressure, which we know can lead to heart attack or stroke. When a person suffers from sleep apnea, their airway closes up while sleeping, causing them to unconsciously wake up multiple times to regulate their breathing. Excessive snoring is the most common symptom, and sleep apnea has also been linked to high blood pressure, artery damage, and heart failure. And it can. So again, sleep apnea comes down to a lot of things, but mostly, what does your weight look like? Now, skinny people can have sleep apnea too, but what does your weight look like overall? And are you making healthy choices every single day? And are you getting the right amount of oxygen in the cells? Because you've got to look at things like iron, you've got to look at B12 and folic acid, and are we getting enough oxygen into the cell? Because if you're not, then the body can start getting into these patterns. So again, one of the issues that you have to look at. Are you a soccer person? Well, then now here we go with football causing the concussions. Now they're saying heading the soccer ball for a goal is a trick soccer players love to do, but it's causing injuries to the brain. A new study shows that changes in the white matter of the brain in soccer players are similar to those who suffer from traumatic brain injuries. This can also result in an increased risk for thinking and memory problems, but researchers are quick to caution. They don't know if heading soccer balls actually causes this. People can also take some degree of trauma, they said, to the head, but not everyone who bumps their head on a cabinet will have concussion symptoms. Dr. Michael Lipton headed up this study at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. He's the medical director, but he said they looked at 37 amateur adult soccer players ages 31 to 40. They played one competitive game a week, and they're still looking into this. So there's no conclusive evidence. It's what they think it might be. We'll be right back. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
72. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to go right now to the lines and go to Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sure. How can I help?
I just wanted to know what you believe to be the benefits of drinking raw apple cider vinegar.
Do I think it's good or do I think it's amazing? I think it's one of the best old school remedies that are out there. It's number one, really, really good for helping break proteins down in the digestive tract. A lot of people struggle with indigestion and that sort of thing. And one of the best things you can do is, especially the older we get, is we don't have as much hydrochloric acid in the stomach. And the apple cider vinegar really helps to stimulate that in a very natural manner. Great over salads, and you know, a lot of people just take it with their meals, like a tablespoon or whatever, but it's really, really good. And there's other health benefits. Claims that it helps with your immune system and that sort of thing. But one of the major things that it does is helps with digestion and has been around for a long time. So a lot of great brands out there, too. But, yeah, it's one of the – to me, it's something everybody should keep in their refrigerator for sure. So is that all you needed?
I mean, I've noticed that I'm able to get off – acid reflux medicine with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
like
a good one.
12 ounce glass of water every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they also make claims for bone density and for ligaments and tendons and their, you know, tendonitis and a lot of the inflammatory conditions. And it does help that, but it functions more in when you can break your body's proteins down, the foods that you eat, when you can break your proteins down better, what happens is it cuts down the inflammatory process in the gut, and whenever you cut that down, it starts to eliminate inflammation throughout the body. So, yeah, I mean, it's Shelly, it's great stuff. I mean, it's one of those things that's been around forever, and especially more of the naturopathic type world and the nutritional world of folks that recommend those kind of things. Yeah, it's just got rave reviews. One of the best, in my opinion. You know, I talk about cod liver oil and fish oil all the time. That, vitamin D, apple cider vinegar probably ranks right up there with it. It's just great. So, good question for sure. Quote for the day comes from Shalmo Bernazzi. He says, self-control is not a problem in the future. It's only a problem now when the chocolate is next to us. I love it. As long as it's dark chocolate, not a big deal. Actually, it's a good thing. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Lisa, you're next with us. How can I help?
Okay, the question that I've got for you is my husband is a severe diabetic, and everything seemed to be managing, you know, okay for him. Now, his problem is he was hurting on the side of his chest, and they, you know, at the hospital, they said that his bladder had swelled, you know, and it was extremely swelled. They didn't do anything for him that night, but we ended up going back to the ER 7 days later, and then, you know, they had to put a tube up there to relieve the pressure. They said that that should have been done the first time. But ever since, his weight and everything else has been dropping. It just doesn't seem, I mean, he's lost so much body fat and muscles in his legs. He had a hard time walking now. He walks like he's 80.
Well, I mean, a big issue with that is going to be his overall lifestyle choices. Even though he's walking like he's 80, you know, things can change, but he has to make some pretty radical changes himself. One of the first things that has to happen, the eating habits, he's got to cut down on carbohydrates. And when I say that, processed carbohydrates, all right, a lot of the breads and the pastas, cereals, crackers, that kind of thing. And the flour-based foods, for the most part. But the other carbohydrates, vegetables and fruits, lean quality proteins, healthy fats, all those are amazing to keep in balance. And if you can do that on a regular basis, it'll cut down the inflammatory process. Now, doing that over a long term is what's going to help. And multiple meals throughout the day. I think 5 to 6 meals a day minimum is what's good. Not for just saying that that's for diabetes, but I mean just for a good overall routine.
is to help manage your blood sugar levels as a whole. We know that for a fact in health, sports nutrition even, that when you eat meals every 3 to 3.5 hours, it helps regulate blood sugar levels. And when you eat a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together, it also helps stabilize blood sugar levels. And when you do that, you start managing insulin. And we know for a fact that the more we can manage insulin, and of course, much research is out now on the effects of sugar in the body and its role in cancer and diabetes and a host of other health challenges. But the more we can manage our blood sugar levels and keep them stable over the period of the day, the better we're going to have a chance of lowering our disease rates, and the better we're going to have a chance of stabilizing our body to where it can function at a good level. So that's the key. So if he's not feeling great, it's not about a silver bullet supplement that can help him. It's about better changes that he can make. Turmeric is really good. Curcumin is really good. The spices like cinnamon, all of these that can be put on food every single day. Literally, those little things that you can do like that can add up big, because there's supplements out there like alpha folic acid, chromium picolinate. I mean, you've got vanadyl sulfate, a lot of the different supplements out there that are known to be helpful to blood sugar levels are great, and there's nothing wrong with them. But if your diet is not good, if your foods are not good, if the things that you're eating every single day don't add up to a good overall plan, then you're never going to get to the level that you want to get to. And you have to be able to line that up, and you have to be able to make a difference and make a change. So that's the reality of it. Hope that helps, because that's a big, big deal in the overall scheme of things. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't believe the hype. No matter what it is you're dealing with, you can change. You're not stuck. No matter if you're 8 years old or 90 years young, whatever it is, the body can change. You have to be willing to change, and it comes down to choices that we make every single day. Lifestyle is where it's at, and if you lifestyle your way in, the good news is, then you can lifestyle your way out. But it comes down to you and the choices that you make every single day. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Or go online, healthcoachradio.com. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, whatever you're dealing with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Now, sleep is a big issue we talk about quite a bit. If you don't sleep, matter of fact, if you go to your doctor, no matter what you're dealing with, doesn't matter if you're overweight or you've got cholesterol issues or anxiety or whatever, if you're not sleeping, the first thing that doctor's going to do is make sure you start sleeping well. Because if you're getting 3-4 hours of sleep, waking up multiple times throughout the night, your body can't heal, it can't regenerate, the hormones can't reset, brain chemistry cannot reset. You're not going to be in your peak state to be able to really thrive. And so that's what needs to happen. Sleep is a big, big deal. And you know, I just got to tell you that no matter what you deal with, from CPAPs, if you got to wear the machine, if you got to drop weight, whatever's got to happen, take antidepressants so you can sleep. Making that happen, every physician is going to jump into that and make that a top issue with your health. And so understanding that, we're going to get into in just a minute, a couple of things here which I think is really important while you're sleeping and how to have a healthy road trip. And one of these things is avoid driving while you're sleepy. But first, I'm going to go to Michael on the phone. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
I live in Savannah, Georgia. I was driving through North Carolina, I guess, one night, and I picked up your station. I was so happy to hear about it. Well, let me tell you, I'm 21. Today's actually my birthday. For the past, I'd say, 2 years, I've been having stomach issues. Nothing really severe, but after I eat, I'll experience bloating. Not so much gas or constipation, but I'll become rather bloated. And I was recently diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. And I'm not medicated for it. I don't do any. I haven't really changed my diet. And it doesn't affect my day-to-day life so much, except for, like I said, when I do eat, I'll feel bloated. I'll have to, unbuckle my belt a little bit, give myself some extra room. I was wondering if you have any ideas as far as dietary or any type of supplements I might take that could settle my stomach or help out in any way.
Well, there are supplements that can help. And in this case, normally I don't like really talking about the supplements because there's really no silver bullet for IBS. Except eating the right kind of foods, whole foods, cutting out processed foods for any type of digestive-related issue. Now, traditional medicine says that it doesn't really matter. Most GI doctors will say that with IBS that your diet doesn't really matter, believe it or not. It's kind of the standard thought and many people I've talked to. And it's just not in a lot of the literature right now, so that's why they say that. It's not that they're mean or they're ignorant. They're definitely not. Actually, they're very intelligent. To be a GI doc, it's a lot of training. But most, I guess the better way to put it is most dietitians, however, link to the fact that there is a strong component. So there's a little bit of a healthy discussion in those areas and in those fields. However, just realize this, that the inflammatory condition, which Crohn's, IBS, colitis, all those are inflammatory bowel and inflammatory digestive disorders. And a lot of them can stem from mental related issues. And when I say mental, I just mean more stress and or holding on to negative emotions. Going through stressful events in life that can trigger a lot of the autoimmune process that can happen along with these conditions. So just something to think about. It really, diet does make a difference. The foods that you eat every single day, they matter. They can help heal the digestive tract. Or they can inflame the digestive tract. They can do one or the other. So it's important, matter of fact, it's imperative that you do the right thing as far as making some changes in what you eat. And what I mean is you can do something simple as for breakfast in the morning, start eating a couple of whole eggs rather than a lot of the grains like cereals and that sort of thing. And then get a couple, fresh berries for a meal. I like having a smoothie in the morning. Personally, I like doing something like a meal replacement powder that's organic that has kind of a complete amino acid profile and that sort of thing. Using fresh berries and kale or spinach, mixing that with water, almond butter, sunflower butter, something like that, throwing a couple of whole eggs in there, blending that together. To me, that's a perfect breakfast. And for me, also, it's quick and easy. But for someone like yourself, that would be great, too, because it's got more of an alkaline-type property to it, which means it's not as acidic. It doesn't flare up and cause inflammation in the body. It's more healing to the digestive tract. And it's a great way to start your day. And then, of course, moving into whole food-based meals throughout the day, multiple meals, can be very helpful. Now, getting the bacterial flora in the right manner is also a key. So you also want to make sure that you have plenty of probiotics, that the body's digestive tract begins to heal and function at a more of a peak level, and that you can keep that in line. So that's a key too. So yeah, the probiotics would help, but I like things like fermented vegetables, fermented dairy. All those products and foods are amazing, and they can be quite helpful to your overall game plan for IBS. But, it's the day-to-day. It's things that you do every single day that can make a big difference, and that's what you want to focus on. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. So what kind of changes are you making? 13 ways to have a healthy road trip. If you're taking a break with the family right now this time of year and you're headed down the road, here's some great ways to do that in a healthy way. So head for a destination that focuses on activities rather than relaxation. Okay? A vacation usually means escaping the daily grind, and a few things say getting away better than sipping an adult beverage while doing nothing by the pool before a massage. But how about trying something different this time? Vacations that focus on activities rather than relaxation might be a better fit for the active traveler. So drive to a beach resort for biking and swimming, or to a rustic mountain getaway for hiking and climbing. Maybe wander through a national park or head for a fitness vacation destination like a boot camp, surf school, or yoga retreat. Or maybe you're heading for a new city. Regardless, get out and make it happen. Avoid drowsy and distracted driving. Taking your eyes off the road for more than 2 seconds doubles your risk of a crash. 1 in 6 deadly crashes involves a drowsy driver, according to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. The bottom line is this: if paramount to stay focused and awake, starting with the night before the trip, when you should get plenty of sleep. Caffeine will help during the drive, of course, but it takes 30 minutes to enter the bloodstream, and Strep recommends finding a safe place to stop and rest that until the jolt kicks in. So Step says drivers should designate a passenger handle also during this. Now, I'll tell you, that's a big deal for me. I used to drive all the time when I was tired. I would nod off, roll the window down, stick my head out the window, turn the music up loud, and push through. I used to do that. Then it just got to the point where I just realized it's way too dangerous. And I just, you know, got to the point where I just pull over and take a nap. It really fares much better. So please definitely do those types of things to take care of your health. Maintain and service your car, especially your tires. Only 15% of drivers properly check their tire inflation. And, of course, that leads to 62% of the accidents. And Car Talk Weekly and National Public Radio said that incorrect tire pressure and not having the right tires or overly worn tires can lead to a major crash. Travel with an emergency roadside kit, that's always a good thing to do. Keeping a fire extinguisher, warning lights or flares, tire gauge, lug and wrench, all that can be helpful to keep your health. Now, prepare for what you want to eat versus relying on what you find. This is a big one. So you've got the family together, you're going on a trip, or you've got your wife with you, and you're going on a little romantic getaway. So you can, I know, I get it. You know, the whole point is to get away, right? But you can pack snacks, healthy snacks, rather than eating crackers and all that from the gas stations. Now, the drive-ins and the dinners and all that, you want to do that fun and you want to have a good time. However, you want to take some things with you, like nuts and seeds. You can take fruit with you, keep bottled water with you and that sort of thing on the trip. And it'll keep you from stopping through the drive-thru, getting the soda and doing the sugary snacks and that sort of thing. So eating on the road is unpredictable. Kelly Morrow, who is an associate professor at the Department of Nutrition and Exercise at Bastyr University in Kenmore, Washington, says it's important to plan ahead so you won't be tempted to go through a drive-thru and hunger strikes. And it's true. So if you have snacks with you, I keep them with me. I travel a lot. And I actually keep a cooler that I pack in my car with food and snacks and that sort of thing in it, healthy things that I can have along the way so I don't get tempted to do those things. Eat meals on a regular schedule. Every 3 hours is my adage. I think it's a great way to go. 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m., and then maybe a snack again at 10 if you want. All protein at night so your body has something good to sit on and it will maintain good, healthy lean muscle tissue. But yeah, eating on a regular schedule, it makes a big difference. Avoid large quantities of salt, fat, and sugar. A lot of these can cause a lot of the digestive issues like gas, bloating, and discomfort. So be a little careful with that. Maximize driver safety and comfort. Make sure you've got good lumbar support for postural issues within the car to take care of your lower back. Take frequent breaks to get out, stretch, and exercise. Really about every 100 miles, they say, you should get out, walk around for about 10 minutes or so. Make sure your child's safety seat is in good condition and installed properly. That is a given. If you don't know how to do that, go to seatcheck.org. Great place to go. And restrain your pet while driving. Don't be petting your dog in your lap while you're driving 80 miles an hour down the road. Stop it. Put him in the cage, stick him in the back, whatever. We'll be right back. Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go now to Rick. Hi, Rick.
I was just listening to your show, and I guess about a year ago or so, I've been diagnosed with hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. And I know from what I understand, I've gone to two specialist gastroenterologists, and they're saying how many years I have left. I just wanted to see basically, if they were right or so, or if it's something that I can do to prevent it.
Well, it's, once you get hepatitis C, it's not so much about prevention. It's about, okay, well, it is about prevention, but it's about getting your body to put a dimmer switch on the virus itself because of what it does to the liver, which can be a little bit challenging. But, yeah, you just want to really support the body as best you can. So for liver health, a lot of great things you can do. Lemons are really good. Limes are really good to add to your drinks, like water, iced tea, whatever you drink. Those are great at constantly kind of purifying the liver and just be more alkaline to the body in general. So they're very, very good. Milk thistle is known to be helpful too. But really, you want to do everything you can to support the immune system. Supporting the body and supporting the immune system are the absolute key. And that's what you want to focus on. So eating a healthy diet, lowering the inflammation of the body, lean quality proteins that we teach on here on the show, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and don't forget your healthy fats. Those are all the key. And you have to eat the right kind of foods every single day to make a difference in the immune system and the body as a whole. Now, you can do things like vitamin D and high-dose vitamin C and all that sort of thing that's been around forever. Those are great, but they're supplements. So they're made to supplement an already healthy diet. And so that's the key. You've got to be able to put those two together, and that's where you're going to get the real victory in this whole deal. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. John, you're next with us. How can I help?
My daughter, a college junior, has been diagnosed with PCOS. I'd like to find out what you would recommend in the way of supplements and so forth. She is on metformin. 500 milligrams two times a day, but I would like to get the other recommendations.
Yeah. PCOS, it hits a lot of women, and you know, in the younger years, too, in the 20s, in the college years, and it can be quite challenging. Metformin is kind of the standard because the rule of thumb is right now in medicine that if you can control blood sugar levels because of the insulin resistance that happens because of the PCOS, if you can control that and control the intake of what blood sugar does to the body, then you can slow down a lot of the weight gain that happens with PCOS. Because the women that get it, I mean, they gain weight rapidly, many of them, and it becomes very frustrating for them, and it just becomes quite a challenge. So, yeah, a lot of anything you can do from a natural perspective, nutritional perspective, to support the blood sugar levels, like alpha lipoic acid, cinnamon, as far as being something you put on your foods as a spice, is really good. Chromium picolinate, vanadyl sulfate, all these things are very, very helpful along the way. So just a couple of things to think about. But the metformin being standard of care, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, if it's an extreme case and she's gaining quite a bit of weight, then it's something that you want to focus on. And but, you know, again, it's when it comes to PCOS, you've got to look at testosterone levels. So there's multiple factors, growth hormone levels, the pituitary gland, the adrenal glands, the DHEA, cortisol. There's a host of different hormones I hope that her physician is looking at to make sure that all these different hormonal systems are in balance and that they're not out of balance, because that's it's kind of a big deal. All right, that's where I would go with it and make sure that they're monitoring her that way. And when it comes to supplements and all that, I wouldn't really worry too much. It's more about right now getting her body to stabilize. Now, if it's, you know, again, when you see if it's high cortisol or low cortisol, high DHEA or low, there's patterns that go with PCOS, like with testosterone. But when you find those out, then you can kind of build a good solid game plan. It'll be good to have someone on board, like a nutritionist, someone like that, that can be quite helpful. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now, or you can give us a call for our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. That's what it's all about. Now, we've got Stephen in New Hampshire. I think it's New Hampshire. Now, Stephen in New Hampshire wants to know, what can you do to increase calories and gain weight? Well, it is a calorie game. I mean, we talk numbers a lot in nutrition and foods and that sort of thing. My personal opinion, I always had to struggle to gain weight. And I've always been to weightlifting and bodybuilding and that kind of thing. So I've always kind of been into that. And for me, I had to eat an exceptional number of calories just to gain weight. So the trick is, though, now that I've learned a lot of this stuff in the health world, you really want to make sure your calories are good calories and not just junk like pizza and burgers and all that. Because I used to eat all that just to gain weight. But really what you want to do is you want to make sure you've got good healthy fats, you've got to have good lean quality proteins, and I would eat six times a day, six small meals a day. And but make sure the fats are going to help tremendously. That's where everybody gets hung up. Everybody freaks out over the fat. The fat is going to help you raise testosterone levels. It's going to support hormone systems. And it's going to give you double the calories of what proteins and carbs have. So a handful of almonds several times a day can increase your calories tremendously and help you in the weight gain cycle. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.